Welcome back, everybody. Tomei Yomi today, Rav Tadav Lamed Amud Aleph 38, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Tesvim Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion about how long the Isurim that apply to Tisha B'Av go, meaning this Isur of doing laundry and of getting a haircut, does it apply the entire week of Tisha B'Av, even after Tisha B'Av has already occurred, or does it only apply up until Tisha B'Av? So we quoted one Machlokas, we're now going to quote another one. The Tana Yidach and Tzvon, another Raisa, Noah gave Omeris Chodesh Av, the Ada Taina. So morning is practiced from Rosh Chodesh Av until the fast of Tisha B'Av. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Koach Chodesh Kulo Asur, that the entire month of Av is going to be Asur to engage in certain activities that are usher to in Avel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino usher Ela Oso Shabbos Bovan. It's only going to be a problem for that week, specifically the entire week of Tisha B'Av. That's going to be an issue. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlashta Mikraecha Darshu. All of them learned this from the same pasuk, because the pasuk says, Dixiv, Yishbati Komisosa Chaga Chacha V'Shabbata. So the pasuk in Hosea says, I will bring all of her joy to an end, her festivals, her months, and her Shabbases. So what's this referring to? So according to the one who said that you're not allowed to do laundry and get haircuts from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, so they told Mechagah, that it goes from her festival, meaning as a reference to Rosh Chodesh, meaning it's saying from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, that's when it can't do anything. So the one who says that the entire Chodesh is going to be also that comes from Chodesh. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that the entire week is going to be a problem, he learns it out from the part of the pasuk which says Shabbata. Amar Rava Halacha Krem Shimon Gamliel. Says Rava, the Halacha is like Krem Shimon Gamliel, that all the restrictions apply only during the week of Tisha B'Av. Amar Rava Halacha Krem Meir. But Rava also says that Halacha is like Krem Meir, who holds that the restrictions apply only before Tisha B'Av but not after Tisha B'Av. So why do we need both of these? So says the Gemara V'Tarvaya Lekula. And we need both of these Halachos of Rava to teach me that we're always going to go Lekula. Utrichan, we need both. Why? Because D'Yashmin Halacha Krem Meir. Because if we taught the Halacha is like Krem Meir, who holds that you only do it before Tisha B'Av and not after Tisha B'Av, Hava Amin Afilu Meir Shchodesh, you might think that applies even starting from Rosh Chodesh. So Kash Mash Malan Halacha Krem Shimon Gamliel. So therefore we say the Halacha is like Krem Shimon Gamliel, that not only do the Isurim end right when Tisha B'Av happens, meaning after Tisha B'Av it's not going to be a problem, but it also starts only in the beginning of that week, not from Rosh Chodesh. V'yashmin Halacha Krem Shimon Gamliel. And if we only said that Halacha is like Krem Shimon Gamliel, Hava Min Afilu La'Acharav. So you might think that it's true that it might just be that week, but even if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Wednesday, it would still be Asur on Thursday and Friday as well. Kamash Mulan, Alacha Krebi Meir. So we take the kulas of both in this situation. Good. Then the Mishnah told us Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Beis Tavshilin, that we can't have on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person shouldn't have two cooked foods. So Amar Rav Yehuda says, Lo Shana Mishay Shos Ulamala. So this is only taught from 6 hours of the day and onward, meaning after Chatzos, that's when you can have this meal on Erev Tisha B'Av. This is talking about what the Suda Mafsekas, as we know. Aval Mishay Shos Ulamata Mutzah, but from 6 hours into the day and earlier, meaning before Chatzos, then you are allowed to have two cooked dishes. Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Shana Besuda Hamafsik Ba, that they only taught these issues of eating two cooked dishes when it's the final meal that you're going to have before the festival. Basuda Shein Mafsik Ba Mutter, but if it's not the Suda that's going to be right before your fast, then it's going to be Mutter V'Tarvai Lekula, and both of these halachos are really meant Lekula, to go as a leniency. What does this mean? Utricha, we need both the Yashmina Masuda Mafsik, but because if we only taught that you're allowed to go and have two cooked foods as long as it's not the final meal before, Hava Mina Filumishe Shosul Mata, you might think even if your final meal is going to be before Chatzos, that you're still not allowed to have it. So Kamashma Mishe Shosul Mala. So we teach from here is that even if it's your final meal, if it's from 6 hours and before into the day, meaning before Chatzos, then you're allowed to have these two cooked foods. Yashmina Mishe Shosul Mala. And if we said that the restriction against eating two or more cooked foods takes effect from the 6th hour and onward, from Chatzos and on, Hava Min Afilu Besuda Sheino Mafsik Ba. So you might think that would even apply even if it's not the final meal you're going to have before the fast. Kamash Mulam Besuda HaMafsik Ba. So therefore, we come to teach us that the halacha is that it has to be the meal right before the fast in order to go ahead and have an issue of eating two cooked meals. Tana Kalishna Kama. So we have a brisa that goes in accordance with the first ruling, which said that you're not allowed to do this only after Chatzos. Tanya Kalishna Brasa. And we have a brisa that goes with the second brisa, which goes like the second version of the statement, which is that it has to be the final meal before you have. So Tanya Kalishna Basar. So what's the brisa that we have that goes like the last part? Hasoid Erev Tisha B'Av, because the brisa says that someone who eats in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av imasil lisot suda achares, if they're going to have another meal, mutar lechol basar v'lishtos yayin, then they're allowed to drink wine and eat meat. We see our restriction of eating meat during the 9 days is very much a chumrah, meaning it's extended from the fact the Gemara only tells us on Erev Tisha B'Av at that specific time, and then the Gemara's really only talk about any Isurim during the week, and then the 9 days is more of an extension. Again, these are accepted things that we've been doing in Kaddish Yisrael, but they're certainly more of an extension. It's important to know what's halacha and what has kind of, what's more of the minhag element, so it's important to know all these things. The imlav, asr lechol basr v'lishtos yayim, but if not, meaning if it is your final meal right before, then you are not going to be allowed to go ahead and have wine and meat. Tanya Kulishna Kama. And we also have a brisa that taught like the Lishna Kama, that it's all based on Chatzos, because we say Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Dem Shnei Tafshil, and then on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person shouldn't have two cooked foods. Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yishtei Yayin, you shouldn't have meat or wine. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yishana. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you don't need to do all of that, just Yishana, just modify what your normal eating habits are. Maybe Yehuda Ketz Mishana, what does this mean? Imhaya Ragil Echal Shnei Tafshil, and that if someone normally has two cooked dishes, Yochal Menecha, just have one. Imhaya Ragil Eso Basar B'Nei Adam, if you normally have a meal with 10 people, then Toi Bracha Misha, have only five. Hayar Ragil Eso If you normally have 10 cups of wine, so Shoseh Chamisha Kosas, just have 5. B'med, when is this referring to? Mishay Shosul Mal. This is only referring to from the 6th hour and onward. Mishay Shosul Malta, Mutter, you're allowed to go and eat as usual if it's before Chatzos. So we see that both of these halachos are supported by different prices. Good. Now comes Gemara and brings another price on this topic. Tani Yidach was taught on another price, Erev Tishbav, Lo Yochadam Shnei Tafshil, that a person shouldn't have two cooked foods on Erev Tishbav, Lo Yochad Basar, Lo Yishti Yayin, you shouldn't have meat or wine, Divir Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir. V'chacham Omer Mishana, Chacham say, you should again modify what you would do. M'mayit Basar B'yayin, you should reduce how much meat and wine you had. Ketzav M'mayim, what does it mean? So again, Ima Yerag Yol Lecho Litra Basar, if you normally have a litra worth of meat, Yochal Chatzi Litra, then you should have half of that. Ima Yerag Yol Lishtos Log Yayin, if you normally have a log amount of wine, Chatzi Log Yayin, so you should have half of that. V'im Eino Rug Yol Kolik or Usser. And if you never normally have meat or wine, so you would not be allowed to do so at the Sudam of Sekis, you can't have it at all. V'shum Gam Liel Omer, Ima Yerag Yol Lecho Tznonum, Oma Liach Achar Sudaso, Harishas Biyado. Rishon Gamliel says that if people would go ahead and normally have these radishes or salted fishes after your meal, that you're allowed to do so even then as well. Good. Now comes Gemara and brings another brisa on the subject of the Sudam Mafsekas. Tani Ida Kol Shehu Mishum Tisha B'Av. Any meal that's eaten because of Tisha B'Av, Asur Lechol Basar, you're not going to have meat. Asur Lishosyan, you can't have wine. Asur Lirchotin, you can't wash yourself from that time and onward. Kol Sheinu Mishum Tisha B'Av. And any meal that's not related to Tishbav, Mitzra Lechol Basar Lishtos Yayin V'Asur Lirchotz. So you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, but you're still going to have an isser, an issue of washing yourself in that time. Rishu Yishmael, Reb Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv, Kol Shah Hashem, Mitzra Lechol Basar, Mitzra Lirchotz. He disagrees. Reb Yishmael, the son of Reb Yossi, says in the name of his father that as long as you're allowed to eat meat, then you are going to be allowed to wash yourself in that situation. Good. Now we come and bring more Isurim that apply on Tishbav. Tanur Rabbanan Kol Mitzvah Sana Uheges Ba'Avel. So any restrictions that apply to an Avel, to a mourner, no Heges B'Tishbav, apply to Tishbav as well. So the inuyim apply, which means you're not allowed to eat, drink, you're not allowed to anoint yourself, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, you're not allowed to have relations with your wife. And you can't learn Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. And you can't learn any Torah, no matter what it is, on Tish. However, you are allowed to read from certain places that you're not accustomed to reading, because then you're not going to be familiar with it. It's going to get frustrating. And you're allowed to learn some Gemaras or Mishnahs that you're not normally accustomed to learning, because again, you're not going to enjoy it as much when you don't know it. And you're allowed to go and read the sad things and the tougher elements of Tanakh. The Tinoko shall base Rabban Betelan, and when the school children don't learn during that time, Yishim Shinar Pekidu Hashem Yishar Misam Chaylev, because it brings Simcha, and we're not supposed to have Simcha during this time. Comes Rabbi Yehuda, and now this agrees a little bit with the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Korei B'Makom Sheino Ragil Likros, Eino Shonim B'Makom Sheino Ragil Lishnos. You can't even learn this new part of Tanakh, you can't learn the new Gemara and the new Mishnah, because all of that's going to bring major Simcha. Even if you're not familiar with it, just that feeling of starting something new is going to bring Simcha, so that you can't do. Aval Korei Hu B'Yil V'Kinos V'Dar Ma'aram Shabir Miyahu, but you are allowed to learn the very sad parts of Tanakh. We hold even Hilchos Avil, stuff like that. And what we say again is the same concept that the kids, the school children, do not learn, because again it brings Simcha, and we're not supposed to have Simcha during this time. So this is where we will stop. This is Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.